who was in your crew?
Holman and Abe Taylor was the tank commander. I was the gunner. And we had G.B. Kennedy. He was an assistant gunner. No, he was the bow gunner.
The bow gunner. It's the assistant driver.
And then we had a driver. His name was Lockowitz.
Is Lockowitz... Rossi said that you had mentioned Lockowitz as having not gone...
Well, I told Flowers when I was in Louisville. That's the first time I'd seen Flowers since Europe, since the day we got hit. And I told him the guy that he wouldn't drive the tank. So Bailey says, get out, I'll drive the tank. So he drove it, and he got the tank stuck in the mud. And I guess that was the best thing. We would probably all got killed, too. But then the tank was eventually hit, and all four tanks were on fire, balls of fire.
What exactly happened? Once you stuck in the mud?
Well, Shepard was in our tank. He was a tank commander, and then Abe Taylor went back to his other tank. Taylor was our tank man. He was the tank sergeant. And we couldn't do anything. We couldn't go anywhere. So Shepard says, we better bail out of the tank, get out of the tank. And I took my tank helmet off, put my steel helmet on. I was getting ready to come up. Balloon, we got hit right on my side. And I practically flew out of the turret. The tank, the helmet went out, everything. So I got out and laid on the side. I was the only one hurt in the tank. I laid there on the ground. I said, I laid there overnight.
What happened to Bailey?
Bailey got killed. See, when I was laying on the ground, the rest of the crew come around me, and they were around me. And there was a medic come. I don't know where he come from, but he was putting sulfur drugs on my arms and everything. And somebody says, oh, here comes the Germans. They could say whether it was a patrol or a platoon or whatever. They were coming. And they said, here comes a patrol. So some of these nuts, Holman start getting his gun. And somebody says, oh, whatever you do, don't fire. Because they would have mutilated us. So it's probably a patrol, you know. So there was about 15 or 20 Germans. And they come and they started, and I told them, guys, get out of here, run away, get going. So they all went and Bailey got killed getting away. He stayed, he was the last one there, and I kept telling him, go, go. And he finally, he got killed getting away. Oh, that was a hell of a mess. I laid there. And they took the medic with them. They took him. And they took my wristwatch and things, and Jack had given me a ring.
Yeah, tell me about this ring.
It was a ring. It had the words on it, Iran, Africa, remember? He gave it to me when I was in England, and I wore it all the time. And they tried like hell to get that off my finger, but they couldn't get it off. So they gave up on that. But they got my watch.
Were you talking, or did you say anything?
I'd say nothing. No, the medic told me, play dead. Don't say a word, don't say nothing. So I was just dead when they come. So all I could hear was German. I didn't know what the heck they were talking about. So I laid there mostly all night, and then this artillery opened up, and the dirt and cinders and everything, stones were coming off the road that were hitting me on the head and all. I said, boy, I gotta get the heck out of here. So I went back up the hill, crawled up. I heard this one guy say, get the hell over here. It was GIs in a big slit trench like. So I got into that, and I think I must have practically was exhausted. And they called for a stretcher up and put me on a stretcher. And they took me to a field hospital there in Normandy.
Now, you had said that you heard the Germans saying,
Yeah, I got hit in the eye, and they were talking about my eye.
That was with shrapnel?
Shrapnel that hit me, yeah. You hit my fingers and my arms and everything.
Just as you were getting out of the tank
when we got hit, I was already wounded. I was laying on the ground. So that was about the size of it. And then they put me on they took care of my wounds and put me on a stretcher and put the stretcher on the Jeep. He had another soldier on the other side, two of us going down a big narrow road. Of course, I could hear the small arms fire going over. I thought I was going to get killed
before you got out.
Before I got, they were taking us back to the beach. So we finally got back to the beach, and they put us on an LST, took us back to England.
Now, to just go back, could you tell me on the phone that the Germans dragged you up the
hill? Oh, yeah, they did.
And propped you up?
They grabbed me by the heels and put me up on a hill. I think they must have done that so somebody could find me, you know, or something. I don't know what the reason was, but they did that. But they heard something, and in a big hush, they took off real fast. They didn't loiter around any. I was expecting a bayonet in the back or the chest or something, or getting shot in the head, or, you know, I didn't want that. Little Germans were going to.
If it'd been SS troops, you might have.
Yeah, SS troops would probably killed me, I guess. That's the only thing I could thank the Germans for. They didn't kill me.